Chapter 33. It was 1999. The world was going to end. Again. This time, it was because of an array of companies being cheap and not thinking that they needed code that would last past the year 2000. Humans tend to be uniquely pessimistic, despite the fact that the planet Earth is such a precious jewel in a universe full of stones. There's a very long history of psychics, prophets, madmen, and, most importantly, hucksters who have been trying to convince their fellow humans that the world will end soon. No other creature on the planet has a history of communicating this paranoia. Maybe they're happy with what they've got. The woman known as Artius was feeling pessimistic too, but precisely because she was fully aware of how incredible everything was on Earth, especially the fantastic array of fascinating and increasingly rare animals that inhabited this planet. She was a biologist by education, with a minor in anthropology, but had switched into programming during the mid-1990s. She had anticipated the parade of stupidity around the approaching turn of the millennium when it came to altering the basic software language and code for millions of businesses and organizations around the world. Thus, she had set up her own company in 1996 and began advertising herself as a Y2K expert when there were few others around, making millions off the general neglect that many middle managers allowed themselves to get caught up in. She found the political climate of England in the late 1990s unbearable, with wave after wave of idiotic politicians posturing and trying to gain attention for their economic platforms while the world was facing ecological and environmental devastation. By 1999, she had organised a number of protest rallies stretching across most of the UK. She had also partnered with many sister organisations, trying to spread the message that the world's one percenters needed to be challenged before they destroyed everything. Artius had evaded arrest during her various activities in 1999, but the experiences had given her pause. Much as she was doing all of this out of passion, she knew there had to be a better way to try to save the planet from the ravages of the depraved elite.